I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I talked to freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach recently, and I said, I rarely see boats out on the water anymore when they're fishing for walleyes back trolling. Is this a lost art? I'll tell you what he told me, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Back trolling. Walleye anglers used to do nothing but back troll. They'd get out there in their tiller boats and they'd get on a piece of structure and they'd work those break lines and they'd catch a lot of fish. I asked Mr. Walleye Gary Roach why I'm not seeing more boats out there back trolling anymore. And he said it's because the boats don't back troll. You need a tiller boat. He said most walleye anglers have upgraded to console boats with bigger engines and they're using their bow mount trolling motors to maintain position now, and that doesn't constitute a situation where you can back troll. He said, but it's really about precision fishing, and you can precision fish with a console boat that's got a bow mount trolling motor just as easily as you can with a tiller motor that you would back troll with. The key is having good sonars where you can see them and spot the fish and target that particular species, whatever you're fishing, on that particular structure. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.